Hello, this is Hugh Cornwell, and you're listening to Mystery Tour Radio Show.
So, dear Hugh, musically speaking, which differences do you find between Totem and Taboo and Monster?
They were created in different ways. I mean, with Totem, we rehearsed the songs before we went to the studio, and it was really a live recording with the three, me and the bass and the drums, live recording and a few little extra things. Whereas Monster was created in the studio with no other musicians, so it's quite a different situation to record. But what's interesting is that it makes when we play Monster live, it's very exciting for me because it's suddenly real. Whereas in the studio, it's like virtual. You understand me?
Yeah. Like you overdub and stuff like that in the studio, while on stage it's something different.
Yeah, but I don't mean just the overdubs. I mean, we've created the Monster record on stage with there's nothing been left out. It's all as it was. But and when I recorded Monster, I wanted it to be very simple so that it would be easy to create. So it's got similarity with Totem and Taboo because it's very simple, and I did that deliberately. But it's different in the sense that it's not live performances. It's studio performances.
Maybe Hoover Dam was more elaborate in this way.
Oh, Hoover Dam was much more elaborate. There was more recording going on. Although it was only a 16-track recording, there was more recording in the process. Yeah.
In Monster, you both face heroes and villains. Do you somehow judge them in the lyrics, or do you have like a neutral view of them?
No, I don't try to be judgmental. The lyrics are supposed to have sympathy with them. But when I say sympathy, I mean just to try to understand them. The important thing I wanted to that I have understood now after it's finished, now I understand, is that all these people on this record, Monster, they all have had fantastically interesting lives, you know, very interesting people, whether they be good or bad people, but fascinating and interesting, and people who achieved things, you know. Whereas, so they are famous for a reason. But now, in today's society, we find people, they want to be famous, but for nothing.
Yeah.
And they haven't done anything. And so you end up with people who are famous just because they are famous, but for no reason. And so I think that after I made this record, I realized that it's a comment on today's society, you know, that for some reason, I don't know why do people want to be famous? I don't understand it. Maybe it's because they find it difficult to have an identity in today's world, to make an identity for themselves, so they're individuals. So they think that if they are famous, they will be an individual.
Yeah, it's quite shallow.
Maybe. Yeah, but it's funny, isn't it? I mean, but that's what it's like now.
Yeah, it's beyond Andy Warhol, because it was something different back then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you get it.
Yeah, it's sad but true, but it's also funny. You're right.
Yeah, it's funny. It's humorous. You know, I always see the funny side of things.
Tell us something about Restoration, the acoustic rearrangement of some Stranglers classics. It's featured as a bonus in the Monster album.
The idea came from the record company Sony. They liked the record. They liked Monster, but they said let's try and get the interest of the fans of the Stranglers. Maybe they they're not interested in your music alone. So let's bring them to the, let's get them interested by something Stranglers. So, and they said, they knew that I'd been doing acoustic tours. Every 2 years I go out and do some acoustic tours. They said, why don't you record an acoustic album? And I've never done this before. I've recorded live concerts acoustic and then released those, but I've never been in the studio to record an acoustic album. And the idea sounded quite good. So I picked some songs that I think work very well with acoustic guitar and a few little extra little things. And I wanted to make it very dark, you know, like almost like Johnny Cash or something,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that also influenced the choice of songs. I picked songs where I was singing in a low, in a baritone register rather than high voices. And I'm very happy with it. You know, it took almost as long to make the Restoration as it did to make the Monster album.
Yeah, something like the American recordings by Johnny Cash, actually.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get it. The less number of things you have on the record, the more careful you have to be about how they sound.
Yeah, especially acoustic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how is working with a major label such as Sony in this weird digital era?
It's fantastic. They are very, very good people. They are very forward. They have great ideas. They come from independent labels, so they have independent mentality, and they like what I do. So I'm very lucky position at the moment to have them interested in what I'm doing. You know, I'm very, very pleased.
Yeah, and are you working on extra musical projects at the moment?
Well, I'm working on a few extra projects, but not necessarily music. I'm working on book projects and film projects. And but these things, they are even slower than music. You know, they go even slower. The film business, it goes very, very slow progress. You make progress, but very, very slow. And with books, it's the same, very slow. So, but they are, you know, they are active projects. And when something is ready, I will be making an announcement.
And is there something you miss and you don't miss from the days with the Stranglers?
Well, I don't miss the you have to be careful when you're in a group because you have all the politics.
Yeah.
And so I don't miss the politics. You know, I can do what I like now, and it's my show. You know, and so I love that. So I don't really miss anything. You know, I mean, the people I play live with, bass player and drummer and the crew. We are like a little family, you know, and that's very good. We have very good relations with each other. No arguments. Everyone's happy. We enjoy the company of each other. It's like a little gang, you know, it's very good situation, and it's very positive, and the results are in the shows. You know, everyone is the audience there are enjoying the new shows. They say it's the best it's sounding and things like this.
Could you send out like one final message and greeting to the Italian fans of you, Cornwell?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very unhappy that I can't come to play in Italy. You know, it's one of my favourite countries. I've got a lot of Italian friends, and I enjoy being in Italy. So I'm very sad that I can't come and play there. You know, it's you know that, and.
Yeah.
And I just hope that at some point soon the opportunity will be there to come and play, you know, in the towns, in Bologna and Milan and Rome and all these lovely places. You know, I'm looking forward that it will happen. It's just that I don't know when. I mean, now the profile is bigger now because of the Monster and Sony records. Maybe now, you know, more people will be interested to try to arrange to bring me
bring me in, you know. So yeah. I think hopefully it will be sooner rather than later.